for a reboot? If so, get your best glass of iced tea, cheap wine, a cup of coffee, or just some water. Let's hydrate, settle in, and welcome back to Southern Cereal. My name and your host is Leta Pugh, and you're listening to episode number 6, where I will tell you where the heck I've been and what I've been up to. So welcome back to Southern Cereal, podcast number 6, Disappearing Acts and What I've Been Up To. Goodness gracious, like Lazarus arising from the tomb, I'm back. I know y'all thought I had abandoned this podcast, but I haven't. Okay, maybe I did. Just a bit. We'll have to go back to 2019. That was a dumpster fire. The entire year, we won't even go into it. And then along with 2020 and 2021, because we all know where we were during that time period, right? I mean, there was that whole COVID thing we had there for just a little bit. And if you've read my blog the last few years, you also sort of know what's been going on with me personally and professionally. If you don't read my blog, just go to my website. It's very simple, lanalpugh.com. Click on the blog tab, read away. You have been forewarned. It gets wordy and deep. But, you know, we'll get into that later. And yes, okay, for the new listeners, for those of you that don't know, I have my very own blog at www.lanalpugh.com, where I ramble on about life and art and Southern history and just whatever crosses my noggin. And for several years, I let myself get sideways. I got distracted. I got overwhelmed with life. Just, there was a lot going on. And I enjoyed making podcasts. But when the world went to hell in a handbasket, you know, things just, some things went by the wayside, and one of those was this podcast. What can I say? This is not my full-time job. I wish it was. Sponsors, if anybody hears this and would like to sponsor me and make this my full-time job, I am here. I joke, and yet I am serious all at the same time. But we'll fast forward. We made it through the period of time that shall not be named, and I got a new job. In 2022, I made a huge life shift away from insurance and into, of all things, accounting and HR. Because your girl loves a challenge. Do I have any experience in HR and accounting? A little tiny bit. Did that stop me from taking this job? Of course it did not. And it's energized me. It's been a really good change. It's been a great thing for me. It's been a great thing for my family. And now that I sort of have my life a little better in control, 2022 was honestly me trying to get my brain back together because I was so incredibly burned out from my other job that literally from May through about December of 2022, I literally just read books and watched TV and drew a little and took a few pictures. But it was literally, I needed some time to work on my mental health, and that's what I did. Again, now that things are a lot better, I have a good grasp of what I'm doing at work. I want to try to get back into artistic endeavors. I'll talk about that more in this episode a little later. And I want to try to share my plans for the future when it comes to this podcast. I really do want to go back to this. I enjoy it. I enjoy talking to you all that listen. I have gotten a lot of great feedback on this podcast in the past. I have a lot of things I could talk about. I have a lot of posts that I've written for my blog that I think would make great podcast stories. And of course, I'm always interested for feedback of what people would like for me to talk about. So we'll put that out there. All right, y'all, let's dust off these podcasting skills and get back into it. Like a lot of people, I had high aspirations during my quarantine time, during that time period where we all knew what we were doing. But honestly, I didn't accomplish a whole lot artistically, with the exception of just a few things. Going back in time to 2020, I really started that year with great hopes that I wanted to get back into fine art, as my actual real life university degree is in fine art with an emphasis in photography. And to work toward that goal, I had entered a couple of shows. I was accepted in a show in 2019, as well as in 2021. I was included in a couple of publications, including the Mockingheart Review, which is an online arts and literature magazine. I'll have a link in the show notes to that article. And then I was also in the Tishomingo Arts Council magazine. It's called The View from Woodall. And one of the biggest things I did when I got, when we were all stuck in quarantine, I got back into drawing and journaling. Drawing became such a needed escape from the stress of COVID, from basically homeschooling my child, and, you know, just, it was a stressful time, and we can all agree on that. And I had not drawn much since college, so it was fun to stretch those muscles again. Some of those drawings are terrible from that time, but that's not the point. It was fun, and it was something to do that you could pursue during COVID. And I feel like I've spent my entire life pursuing a creative process in some way or another, but carving out that time as an adult when you have so many responsibilities is incredibly hard. But daily practice was preached at us every day in art school. You know, writers write, painters paint. A visual artist should do something every day that furthers their specific craft. And daily practice makes your art or your craft a habit. And I know a lot of people look at art and they say the dreaded, "Oh, you're so creative." But we all know what real creativity is, don't we? We do. Creativity is when hard work and opportunity intersect. Many, many famous artists will tell you there's no such thing as talent. Talent and creativity are just the result of a lot of training, hard work, blood, sweat, and tears. Being creative just looks a whole lot like hard work. And no matter what a lot of people think, art is hard work. Hard, but fun and fulfilling all at the same time. One big thing I did accomplish in 2021 was I finally published my second book, which was a collection of my photography thesis work from college. I was never really quite happy with the presentation of that show, and I've never really shown that work publicly after. It was so satisfying to pull those images out of storage and get them in front of some eyes again, and I'm quite happy with how it turned out, to be honest with you. I absolutely wanted to give up at times because it took forever. A lot of this was, I had to go back and scan film. I had to go back and scan prints. I pulled Polaroid images that were like research when I was working on this thesis. And I'm also not very good at graphic designs. And at times I wondered if it wasn't just a completely worthless, self-indulgent project. And maybe it was. But I've had a lot of good comments made about the images, and I'm happy that I did it. If you're interested in taking a look at it, you can search for EQUS. You spell that EQUUS on Blurb, and you spell that BLURB. And there'll be a link on my website for the book, and then there'll be a link in the show notes if you want to go take a look at it. This is not to implore you to buy it. You can see a lot of the images on the Blurb site, and just go take a look at those and see if you like them or not. It was something I just felt like I needed to do, and I feel like those images needed to be seen. So, all that to say, I think I'm finally at a point with myself and with my art that I finally have reached this place where I just do what I want when I want. I make my own rules, and I try not to worry so much about my formal art training and the do's and the don'ts of real art, real with quotations. And you can't see me, I'm doing those air quotations for real art. And I'm proud of my Bachelor of Fine Arts from college. I'm proud I went to art school. I learned a lot there that has helped me over the years. But sometimes I think in a way some of that education stunted me and my creativity. I have to sort of tell myself sometimes, excuse my language here for a second, I am a grown-ass woman, yo. I will do what I want. Bottom line, I get to do the kind of art that I want to do. It's my art. And I'm trying to learn to stop being my own worst critic and just create and share what happens, no matter what. And that is terrifying and scary, to be honest. But art is meant to be shared. And I am very introverted, as most artists are. I know that's such a cliche, the introverted artist. But my work has always been very personal to me. And I've kind of always held it really close to my chest, and I didn't want to share it with anybody. And, you know, even as an adult, there's a lot of people, they're like, oh, you're a photographer? Oh, you write? Oh, you paint? I don't paint that much anymore. I hope to change that. But, you know, I don't talk about myself as an artist. I probably have talked about myself as a photographer more than anything. I'm very proud of being a photographer. It is a huge part of me, and I love it. But there's more to what I do than that. I love to do all kinds of artwork. And the other reason I want to be more confident in my work is for my daughter. My daughter has just dove headfirst into art, and I love to see it. I've never pushed her toward art, but she loves it. She loves to draw. And I love encouraging her and buying her new art supplies to try and watching her explore what her interests are. Right now, she loves anime. Loves it. Girl's obsessed with One Piece. She loves it. And she is making some really good work for an 11-year-old. If I can get her to agree to let me put one of her alcohol marker drawings on the website, I will, and I will include a link to the show notes. No promises, but she inspires me a lot of times to just let loose and draw. And she draws a lot out of her own imagination, which I have never been able to do. I must have a reference. And she just comes up with original characters and character designs that are inspired by her favorite animated shows and animes and online games. And it has been an absolute blast drawing and painting with her and watching her growth as an artist. So, back to professional life. Probably the biggest thing that I did while I was away from this platform was I quit my insurance sales job in May of 2022. And I've worked for two different insurance companies in the last, oh gosh, it was 14, almost 15 years. And I worked for one for 4.5 years and one for 9.5 years. And it was a great experience. For the most part, it taught me so much about customer service and sales and business and relationship building and networking and marketing. But it was time to move on. And I lucked out and was able to find a job that is all of 2 miles from my house, which literally blows my mind. I have never lived close to anything. I grew up on a farm 30 minutes from town, and for the last 15 years have spent an hour and a half every day round trip driving to and from work. 45 minutes one way, 45 minutes home. And I had just gotten to the point with my prior job, I was stressed out all the time. And I could not ever get to a point where I could manage my stress. And it led me to a point of just complete mental burnout. And I was having to drive myself, and I was giving so much of myself at work every day that there just was not very much left of me at the end of the day. There was nothing left for me or for Art or for anyone else. And I'm not a naturally outgoing person. I'm not. That is a mask I can put on. That is a suit coat that I put on. I wear it well. I can turn that energy on. But just like turning on a switch, you know, when you flip it off, it's hard to explain. You have to put out so much energy to be outgoing and cheerful and chatty. And that persona just drains me more than any physical labor job ever could. And as a girl that has spent the better part of her life growing up in the hayfield in Mississippi, if you've never baled hay in Mississippi during the summer, buddy, hell is cooler than Mississippi in August baling hay. You know, I rode horses year-round. I helped build fence. I helped work cattle. Just general farm chores. And I can assure you, I got a pretty good understanding of physical labor. And I would be so exhausted when I came home. I just felt like I had been beat. And I just got to a point I couldn't do it anymore. And I told myself that I needed to start looking for something else. I needed to do something different with my life. Life is entirely too short to spend it stressed and tired 24/7. And I was lucky enough that I was referred by two different people for this job. And even luckier that I was given the opportunity to interview and be hired. You know, it's another office job, and it's a lot different than what I did selling insurance. I still deal with some insurance issues, but I'm more on the customer-consumer side versus the sales management side. And this change has been great. Like I said earlier, it's allowed me more time with my family and more time for the stuff that makes me happy. And at the end of the day, I do not feel just completely drained. And I really feel more like my old self. You know, I'm getting older, and I just looked up one day. I want to say it was the day of my 40th birthday, and was like, I don't want to do this the rest of my life. I want to do something different. And took me a little while, but, you know, moved on, found something else. And that is the glory of being an adult. Sometimes you have to make that decision to kind of step out on faith and do something new. So in 2023, we started off with a bang. I was accepted into the Greenville Arts Council's 10th Annual Juried Biennial Art Show. That's a mouthful. But this was in April, and I actually placed third with a photograph titled Forgotten Worship. And this was my very first juror's award. And to say I was over the moon is not an exaggeration. I was super excited. I've been in several jury shows over the years, and photography normally does not place. So for a judge to place me third, and more especially when he was a sculptor, I would never have dreamed that a sculptor would place a photograph third. Just meant so much. And I was also accepted into the 49th annual Bi-State Art Competition and Exhibition with another photo titled Old Salem School. I've been in the Bi-State a couple of other times, but it's been years since I've gotten accepted into the Bi-State. I think I had entered one or two times in years prior and just got kind of discouraged and haven't entered in years. And I, when I sent that entry in, I said, this year's the year I'm going to get in. And I did not think I would get in, but I did. And I was stoked. And the last show that I was accepted into in 2023 was the Cotton District Arts Festival Juried Art Exhibition with a new piece titled 8 Years Later. It was the first time I'd entered it. It was the first time it was shown. And I'm so proud of that piece. And you can see all of this art on my blog, on my website. And the last really big thing that happened in 2023 art-wise was I was awarded an artist mini grant from the Mississippi Arts Commission. And to say that I nearly peed my pants at work that day is... I almost cried, y'all. It was one of those things of, I'm going to go through the process of this grant, because, you know, applying for a grant is no small thing. It's lots of steps. And I thought, I'll do it this year. I won't get it. I'll kind of have a feel for what it takes to apply for one of these grants. Then I'll try again next year. And it's only a $500 grant, but it's the fact that a group of people looked at my work and said, we want to give this girl $500 toward making art. That means a lot as an artist. This has probably been the most productive year of my art life in a long time. And I'm so tickled and so honored that my work was so well received. And it just gives me a lot of gas for the future. And, you know, I want to keep going, and I want to do some different things this year. So I want to kind of take you along on that ride. And the last project that I did for 2023, I told you, I went hard into the art paint. I don't do sports analogies. I went hard to the first barrel for those of us that are barrel racers and grew up with horses. I make better horse analogies than I do sports analogies. In 2023, I went hard to the first barrel. And my last big project that I did was I started a YouTube channel. And it was something that I had really wanted to do for a while and finally just said, to hell with it, we're going to do it. You know, if it sucks, it sucks. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And I just decided to take the plunge and do it. Again, all this stuff will be in the show notes for you. You can follow those links. Check it out if you want to. My YouTube channel is pretty chill. I just sort of film daily life. I show you some art stuff. I show you some photography things. But my YouTube is pretty chill. I'm still kind of trying to find my voice on there. But I'm having fun, and I'm learning a lot about video editing and production, which I knew squat doodly about when I decided to do this. And all of the videos that I watched about how do I start a YouTube channel, they all said the same thing. Just start. Your first couple of videos are going to suck. There's nothing you can do about it. But just do it. And that's pretty much all I have for now. I do have another podcast script. Say that 5 times fast. Podcast script. I found that I wrote in 2021. My Google Drive is full of notes and writings and half-finished drafts. I'm slowly combing my way through all that stuff. And I think I will share that for next time. I'm going to try to do these at least once a month. Anchor was sold to Spotify, so I'm still trying to figure out how to navigate their new website. So bear with me. I'm learning about all the technology lately. Between video production and video editing and filming for video and all of these new things that I've been learning. I'm learning about all the technology, and sometimes it takes me a minute to kind of absorb how to do something. But we'll see how things go. But for right now, let's just say new podcast once a month. If I get 2 up, woohoo. If not, one a month. Thank you so much for listening. I've had people ask me from time to time when I was going to do a new podcast, and I never could quite find the time to make one, and I didn't have the energy to record them, and I've been to the doctor and found out that I had Hashimoto's thyroiditis, so I'm on some medication that I think has really helped. I feel so much better, and I'm strangely energized going into 2024. I want to kind of take this momentum and go forward. So happy, happy, happy 2024, listeners. Thank you for being so patient and waiting for a comeback that you probably figured was never, ever going to happen. And I can't wait to share more stories with you in the future. If you have listened to me ramble this far and you're still interested, you deserve a cookie. Your favorite cookie. I like oatmeal raisin. Tell me your favorite cookie. Leave me a comment. And if you would like to know more about me, my website again, lanalpugh.com. You can also, if you Google Southern Cereal, it'll take you to my website. So I'm easy to find. And there will be a blog post with basically the transcript. Sometimes I go a little off script and I ramble a little bit, but basically the transcript for this show, as well as lots of links, and you can take a look at some of my work maybe. And as always, as every podcaster ever has said in a podcast, if you have enjoyed the podcast, would you mind very much leaving a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast platform where you will find this? Or you can always shoot me an email at lanapugh@gmail.com. I would love to hear from you. I would love to see some comments. I would love some feedback. So if you like what I'm doing, drop your girl a line. And I love getting emails from people. It always makes my day to see a random email from someone. I go, what is this? And it's either a response to a blog article or something on this podcast. It makes my whole day. It makes my whole week. And lastly, this is to my sweet husband. I took a production note from him, and I have tried to let more of my accent shine through going forward, because he has informed me in the past that I have used my public speaking voice, and by that he means the voice that we learned in 4-H when we were given public speaking speeches. You weren't supposed to sound super country, and they wanted us to sound a little bit more refined and a little bit more like a newscaster, and he said that I did not sound like myself. So dear, I hope you're happy now. I hope this sounds a little bit more like me. Does anyone else out there have different voices for different situations? Because I have been told there is me, there is customer service me, and then there is telephone me, and they are 3 very different people, and I always find it funny. my telephone voice sounds very much like my mom, to the point that my dad will get confused and thinks that he has dialed the wrong number. I'll be like, no, Daddy, you called the right number. Just me. Okay, then. I love you. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you next month. Appreciate you being here. Talk to you soon. Bye, y'all.